17. I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to pray. But I'm going to pray in tongues,
yeah.
And I'm going to pray in the spirit. So, you know, that's so just bear with me with this. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
Yeah.
Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
Yeah. Come on.
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Come on.
So, Lord, yeah. First of all, I just want to say thank you that you are with us, Lord. And I just pray that you just guide us into a mighty power of revelation to your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just pray for that. So right now, I'm just going to pray in tongues, and I pray that there be an interpretation, and that, just take a moment, and, yeah, just overwhelmed. So I just want to, yeah, Father, thank you. Santori apanda siar kutoma, sandari siar kutori siar patari kia. Kombatari, Sandari Armuma, Tandri Shear Kutari Armanai Santari Shear Koto, Pandari Shear Kumba, Tandri Shear Koto, Sandari Kier Kutari Santari Yamanda, Bodri Shear Kadan, Buno, Suntari Ki, Kiakum, Ah, Sadari Atish, Kor Koma, Sadi Kier Kutari Arman Tishata, Bori Arman, Seer Ku, Pilsudur, Pandari Shear Kota. Ore armana satta, sier kor bara satta, ti shu bada, kur bata, sier kta, potari armana, sutri sutta, pandri sier gondama, ore armana satta, kier kotus kotari, bakra, bier kata. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that your presence, the fire of God, just to come and lay on each and every one of them, each and every one of us as we are here and we're worshipping you, Lord, thinking of you. And Lord, thank you that you are just a magnificent God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do and that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Dan.
So we just wait for the interpretation of that word. If you feel that something is coming to your spirit, then we'd like to give you the opportunity to bring an interpretation of that. There may be one or two people. There may be just one. Let's wait and see. Just wait on the Lord. God, we ask you for the interpretation of that word that you've just released in Jesus' name. If you have that word, make sure you unmute yourself before you speak.
This is not a time to doubt. This is not a time to waver. This is not a time to look back. This is not a time to think of this way or think of that way. But this is a time, says God, to look to you, to look to me, the author and the finisher of your faith. This is a time to take the word that God has placed within your heart, that God has placed within your life, and take it into the communities, and take it into the high places and the broad places, to take it into the places where people don't go. And bring my revelation light, to bring my revelation word into those communities and those clans and those tribes. And speak the word of the Lord with boldness and with authority. For have I not given you power and authority to speak life and not death? To speak hope and not grace and mercy and fullness of God in your life and through your life? Have I not given you that? To release, not to hold back, not to waver, but to be bold. To be bold and not doubt. Not doubt what you say is from me. Not doubt what I give you. But rest in me. Rest in my words. And see what I can do. See what I can do. See what I can do in and through you as a vessel of the living God. Many people seek gods, but they're dead and they're useless. But I am a true and living God. And shall I not back you up? Shall I not help you? Shall I not show signs and wonders and revelation and wisdom and insight as you be obedient and as you open your mouth? Will I not fill it? Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Victor. Yay.
I just say right now, I have oil starting to come in my hands. You smell it?
Yeah.
I have oil starting to come in my hands. I believe that, and I have fire all over me right now. I am burning with fire. I am literally burning. So, on the back of that word, I feel that God wants me just to release what he's doing in me right now. So if you want that fire of God upon you, if you have something that you need to be healed of right now, I just want you to put your hand out and touch your screen. You know, just treat it like a prayer cloth and just touch your screen, and we're going to touch ours, and we're just going to release. Just release the fire of God over you right now.
So if you need healing today, then just be expectant of the Lord to heal you in Jesus' name.
Just touch the screen. Literally, it's an act of faith. It may feel silly, but it's an act of faith. It's like taking a prayer cloth and just putting it on your body. So Lord, we just release right now the fire of God. We just say, God, let your fire come. Let that burning come, Lord. Let each one, Lord, that is here with us today, that is on this Zoom, God, Lord, receive your fire today.
Yes.
Lord, let your fire come. Angels of the Lord, come. War angels, fire angels, come and begin to minister to those that are waiting and beholding you, God, right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your fire. We thank you, Lord, that it equips us, it cleanses us, it purifies us. We thank you, Lord, that your fire strengthens us, God, that it gives us eyes to see. It gives us ears to hear, God. We thank you, Lord. It gives us boldness and strength, Father, for this season that's coming, God. We just release, I just say, let the fire of God come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive. Just say, God, I receive your fire right now.
Yes.
I receive it, God. I ask for it, God. I ask for the manifestation of your fire upon me, Lord. Let your fire come, Lord. Just begin to ask him right now. He says that he will not give stone when you ask for a bread. He will not give you something false when you ask for his fire of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his gift to you right now. The Holy Spirit is his presence upon you right now.
Yes.
So just ask, you say, God, I want your fire right now. I want to burn. I want to be a burning one for you. I want the boldness. I want strength, God, to stand for you in these days. I don't want to be timid anymore. I don't want to shirk away in the background anymore, Lord. I want to be one that stands up for you, that raises my voice for you with boldness, that I will take pride in your name, Jesus, that I will not be ashamed of your name, Jesus, that I will be ready in season and out of season to speak your word, that I will be ready in season and out of season to speak your word, Lord. When I am raised up, God, I will speak your name, Jesus. I will not be ashamed of you any longer, God. But I, Lord, stand and I put on my armor today, God, and I put the shoes of peace on. I put on the belt of truth and the helmet of your salvation. Jesus. I put on the breastplate of your righteousness, God. And I stand, God, with the shield of faith. Today, Lord, believing that you're filling me again, I stand with your sword, God, the word of God, the prophetic word of God, the written word of God, the visions, the dreams, God. I stand in them today, God, and I say, let them come. Let them increase, God, in this season. Let them increase, God, in this season. God, we say, God, hear the cry of our heart this morning.
Yes,
hear the cry of our heart, God. We impart to you. We impart to you this fire. We give to you this fire. They're resting upon us right now.
Yeah.
And if you need healing right now, just ask the Lord for healing. Put your hands on where you're hurting. Put your hands Jesus. On what needs healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing over you. In Jesus' name, be healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, receive a healing anointing right now. Lord, you said that we'd open the eyes of the blind and the lame would walk. God, we rebuke arthritis right now. We rebuke heart conditions right now. We rebuke broken bones right now.
Jesus.
We rebuke, God, bad eyesight right now. Glaucoma right now. Immacular disease, God, right now, degeneration right now, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We rebuke migraines, God. We rebuke, God, diabetes, God, diabetes 1, diabetes 2, God, onset diabetes. We rebuke it, God, in the name of Jesus, that it would not rest on your people. We say, God, let this be a season of power, of signs and wonders, God. And we say, God, let it start right now.
Jesus.
Let it start right now, God, in your house, God, that you would strengthen us, Lord, that we would have the testimony of Jesus right now, God, that we would have your testimony, God, of healing, of testimony of the fire of God upon us, Lord, that we would be bold in these days, that it would equip us, God, to bring in the harvest and raise up an army, God, a tribe, God, a lioness to the lion of Judah, that our roar would be heard in the land, that our roar would be heard through the nations, God, that the earth would tremble at the sound of your voice within us, coming from us and flowing from us, that creation, Lord, would rejoice at your sons and daughters being revealed, God, in these days, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Yes, so Father, we ask you, Lord, you would let your healing anointing oil touch the top of our heads and run right through our bodies, right through the very soles of our feet, Lord, and that everything that's unhealthy, everything that's not well, everything that has been breaking down, that's in disrepair of the body parts, Father, we command new refreshing, new body parts, just completely stripping out of the old stuff, Lord, that's which is being just causing problems in people's bodies. We just say, be healed in Jesus' name, that a freshness and a fire from God would just touch you right now, that the anointing of the Father, His will would be over your life for healing today, that you just claim it in Jesus' name. And Father, we bless everyone here this morning. We bless all that have come to attend this morning, Father, that you would pour into them the goodness of a good Father this morning, that they would experience the love of a Father like they have never known before. That you say, Lord, you're the wrap around God. And Father, we say, wrap your arms around your children this morning. Let them feel the hugs of Jesus, that they would know your presence, Father. They would know you around them, Lord, and upon them. And Father, that their homes, Lord, would sense that fullness of sense of peace that you give, Lord. So we claim your peace this morning. That what you give, Lord, we don't want the world's style of peace because it doesn't work, Lord, but we want your peace, Lord, because it cancels out all assignments to ripple and cause effect. And Father, we just cause the healing and the peace of the Lord to be upon us all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Speak healing into this back, God, into these bones, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'd like you just to unmute yourselves. And let's just pray in the Spirit together. If you don't pray in tongues...
Can I share a verse, Karen?
Sure, go.
I think God's given me this verse, which is
The Lord is Psalm 103. The Lord works righteousness. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Come on.
Amen. Let's just unmute ourselves, each of us this morning, and let's just worship God together as a corporate body. Let's just pray and worship him. If you don't have tongues, ask him for tongues. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Ask him for it. Ask him to bless you with it. Ask him to release it over you today. If you want to prophesy, ask him to give you the gift of prophesy that you would prophesy. Yeah. If you need a gift of administration, ask him. I believe this is a season where God has given out gifts, even this morning, even right now. Just ask him. If it's a gift of hospitality, ask him. If it's a gift of just loving others, ask him. Ask him for that love. If you don't feel loving for people, ask him for love. Ask him for an outpouring of love.
Yeah.
Ask him for joy in your life if you're feeling sad or heavy. Ask him for that beauty for ashes this morning. So let's pray. Let's unmute ourselves this morning.